Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 13 years ago, the United States Congress created a National Heritage Area along the southeast coast, including our state, that represents a significant story of local, regional, national, and even global importance. Since then, this historical and cultural designation has also added to our tourism industry. Heather Hodges is the Executive Director of the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Commission in Johns Island, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Heather, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Give us a brief history and overview of the corridor.
So the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor is what's known as a federal national heritage area. There are actually 49 of those across the United States. They are designed to recognize landscapes that have cultural and historic value to the American people. Ours, however, is the only one that not only recognizes the landscape, but also recognizes the people who live in it. So the Gullah Geechee people are the descendants of the West Africans who were trafficked into the Lowcountry specifically to work on the rice plantations. They came from a stretch of the West African coast where rice cultivation had already been occurring for hundreds of years. So the planters here were specifically looking for enslaved people from that part of West Africa because they had the technical and managerial skills that were needed to successfully cultivate rice. So the Gullah Geechee people have a common ancestry both in West Africa and here in the Lowcountry. And because of the conditions of where they lived on these very isolated rice plantations, many of them in the Sea and Barrier Islands and along the Atlantic coast, they were fairly what we call Africanized environments, meaning that the number of people of color greatly outnumbered Europeans. And because of that, they were able to maintain and retain a lot of their West African cultural practices. So we believe that of all African Americans, the Gullah Geechee people have the broadest and deepest set of West African cultural retentions. And that is why Congress designated a National Heritage Area that is drawn around the communities where they have traditionally lived.
And the corridor stretches from part of North Carolina down into Florida.
Stretches from Pender County, North Carolina, so up near Wilmington. And that part of North Carolina is included because the Cape Fear River is there. And there were rice plantations along the Cape Fear River. And the corridor stretches down to St. John's County and the St. John's River because there were also rice plantations down in Florida as well.
And now talk about the commission itself, of which you are the executive director, and how you came to be involved.
The commission was created at the same time that the corridor was created, and it is designed to oversee the implementation of a strategic plan that was also created for managing all of the cultural historic assets of the Gullah Geechee people located in the corridor. So it's made up of representatives from all four of the states. The commission itself convenes four times a year, quarterly in each state. We just had our most recent meetings in Conway, South Carolina. And the meetings on the first day are business meetings where we take care of a lot of administrative matters. But on the second day, they are public meetings where we hear from community members and other individuals about projects and initiatives and challenges that are facing the Gullah Geechee people.
And how did you become involved? Are you from the area?
I am not. I actually moved here from Washington, D.C. I joined the commission in November of 2017. I'm actually an attorney by training. I think it's important to realize that the corridor and the commission are as much a creature of Washington as they are of the Lowcountry because we were created by an act of Congress. So I also am a trained documentary photographer, and the subjects of my work have always been diaspora culture. So I'd already been coming down into the Lowcountry to photograph Gullah Geechee history and culture.
How has the Gullah Geechee Corridor taken part in our state's tourism industry?
One of the real challenges for a tourism in the corridor is that we're 12,000 square miles, and there is no one point of entry for tourists. So we're going to be launching very soon a website. The other thing that we're doing is really placing an emphasis on trying to get more people to come out to our Gullah Geechee community festivals, like the Sweetgrass Cultural Arts Festival that will happen here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina in July. Some of them are harvest festivals. There still are a few harvest festivals. So Rice Fest, which happens down in Riceboro, Georgia, every November. Currently working with the town of Leland, North Carolina. They're also going to be launching a rice festival to celebrate their county's rice heritage.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
Thank you.
Heather Hodges is the executive director of the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Commission in Johns Island, South Carolina. We will have a link to the corridor posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.